Welcome to this week's podcast. My name is Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. Today, we're going to chat about a couple of things having to do with finance. For those of you that don't know, I have spent my career working in finance, specifically with entrepreneurs and business owners who need help with the bankers, lenders, and investors that fund them. I use this podcast to share my thoughts and opinions on either interesting things happening in the news this week impacting entrepreneurs, business owners, and investors, or just things that I've discovered running my own business. I've run a brokerage for almost 20 years, and through that, in the last couple of years, we've launched an online technology that will cannibalize our traditional business, or at least that's the hopes. And so hopefully you find this podcast interesting and helpful, and if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, or even an investor, maybe you'd walk away with some new ideas on how you can do more, or maybe you would revisit some old ideas. And so today I'm going to talk about something that's kind of near and dear to me that I've now, the last couple of weeks, have experienced it so much with entrepreneurs, I thought I would make it the topic of what I'm talking about today. And I'm titling it, What is Your Secret Formula? And that's an important question, and it has to do with maybe, you know, said another way is, how does your business make money? Every major company has a formula for their product or service. You know, you think of Coke or Pepsi or KFC, and your business should have a secret formula as well. But more specifically, you need to have a formula for your business model. You need to know what it costs you to acquire a client. You need to know what it costs you to deliver your service to a client. You need to know how much money after each sale is left over for you to put in the bank and to grow your business. And so the math is sales minus the cost of the sale equals your gross revenue. Then you back out your expenses and you should be left with some net profit. But many entrepreneurs and business owners, in my experience, just simply don't know this math. They know their product really well. Maybe they know their service really well in terms of the knowledge and the experience that they might have. But when it comes to their math, they just don't know it. They don't know I'll ask an entrepreneur, what's your margin? And they'll say, if I even know what that word means, I certainly don't know what the number is because I haven't looked at my financial statements. But the truth is, if you don't know your margins, then you probably don't know how to make sound business decisions. And here's a really, really simple example. Say you're a manufacturer and you produce a product, you manufacture a widget, and you sell that widget for $1,000. But if you don't know what it costs you to make that widget, then you could be making widgets all day long and not really realizing whether or not you're making any kind of money. So what happens is we'll have clients that visit us and they'll say, look, I need to borrow some money. And we'll ask a simple question like, okay, great. Well, how long is it going to take you to repay that money? And they'll say, oh, well, you know, I have to look at my financial statements or my projections. But the reality is they should be able to say, I'm going to borrow X amount of dollars. And because the secret formula for our business says that we make, you know, X amount of dollars per sale, I simply have to divide one into the other to know how long it would take me to repay something. So it is really simple. I think many entrepreneurs and business owners tend to think of it as being more complicated than it really is. But the truth is that understanding your margin is probably the most important thing you should know as a business owner. In our business, for example, depending on the strategy that we've used to acquire a client, it can cost us 33% of a sale to acquire a client. It can cost us 20% if we acquire it through a different strategy, and it can cost us up to 80% if we yet acquire a customer through a different strategy. So our margins can be anywhere from 20% to 67%, and that is the money that's left over to pay our expenses. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're wondering, you know, what is our secret formula? How do I even begin to figure that out? Well, I'd recommend taking a piece of paper and asking yourself these questions. What does it cost us to get a client? What are the direct costs we have to pay when the client commits to working with us? And then what are the indirect costs we have to pay as we run our business? And then when you figure that out, you should then be able to sort out what's the amount of money left over that we make from every client. It's important to remember that money and time needs to be considered. And I've been guilty of this where, you know, many entrepreneurs, business owners, they don't factor in their own time when it comes to running their business. They simply say, well, I'm the business owner, I'm the jack of all trades, I wear all these hats, and that's an excuse for me to not know what my time is worth and whether or not, in fact, I get it back from the business. And so When I sit down or with a business owner, an entrepreneur, we're trying to sort out their financial issues, or someone comes through our online platform, mlenow.ca, the very first question I'm always asking is, as a business owner, what's your gross margin? How much money do you guys actually make every time you sell a product? And, you know, as an extreme, some clients will say, oh, we generate $100 million worth of revenue. Okay, well, how much stays in the bank at the end of a year? You know, maybe a million or two. And they think, wow, that's a pretty thin margin business. You can get other businesses that say, you know, we'll do $10 million in sales this year. And I'll ask, okay, well, how much will be left in the bank? And they'll say, you know, maybe a million or two. And you think, oh, okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, in those two examples, I'd rather have the $10 million gross revenue business than the $100 million gross revenue business. You know, maybe unless I'm Amazon or Walmart, but the chances are entrepreneurs and business owners, they really have to figure out how much money are they making per sale, and is it even worth it? That's, you know, the next challenge you have to figure out. So what? You generate all this revenue, all of these sales, but if nothing's going to be left over, then what's the point? Now, under this podcast, I'm not going to be talking about business planning and strategies and those sorts of things. I simply want to talk to the formula for your business. If as an entrepreneur or as a business owner, you don't know what is left over after you service a customer, that's a problem. You need to figure that out. Because if you need financing, if you need an investor to invest in your business, everybody's going to have the same general question asked a couple dozen different ways. How long is it going to take you to either repay this financing, or as an investor, how long is it going to take me to get my money back? And then once you've discovered that, then the next conversation piece obviously becomes, okay, is it worth it? Because even though I get my money back, that might take 10 years, that might take 20 years, that might take 2 years, I don't know, but is it worth it? And then as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you have to be able to articulate what your time is worth. I know for myself, I have a target of making sure that I'm personally, as the owner of the business, that I am earning $150 an hour. Now, to put that in context, if you work at Starbucks, you're probably earning, you know, around the $10 an hour level. If you are a high-priced lawyer, you're probably earning $650, $750 an hour. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you even know what your time is worth, that's, you know, one thing. But as an entrepreneur, you know, you should be able to earn around that $100 to $200 an hour just to make your life work. And then obviously as you build a business and maybe sell it or divest yourself of it at the end of your career, hopefully you've been able to recapture a lot more value. But as an entrepreneur, maybe you want to sit down with a pen and paper. Maybe you want to say, okay, shoot, you know, Dylan says he tries to earn $150 an hour. What do I want to earn per hour? And I say $150 an hour because got a family of five, we've got expenses, our life just has to work, and if I can't generate that running my own business, then I probably should go and get a job and think of something else to do, because it's not going to be worth the strain on my family. And you know, I want to interject here just for a minute. Some people say, well, I'm building a business, I'm going to take all my money later when the business is successful. The challenge with that thinking is that you may never get there. And so even if you don't physically write yourself a check for $150 an hour every day, you should be able to look, or 200, whatever your number is, you should be able to look at some point and say, I was able in the last 6 months to pay myself $60 an hour, $100 an hour, $200 an hour, and my goal is for the next 6 months, if our business goes the way I think it's going to go, I should be able to get myself up to $300 an hour, or whatever your math is. But to not have that conversation with yourself, to not sit down with a pen and paper, you're really doing yourself a disservice. And what you'll realize when you do that, if you start with your own basic need or goal, as you start there and say, this is how much money I need to make, then you work backwards into, okay, well then, you know, what do I have to sell my product for or my offer my service for? What are the costs I'm going to incur of an assistant, of an office, of some Facebook advertising or whatever those costs are? And is it reasonable that I could even make that amount of money? I know for myself, it probably took me, oh, dare I say 10 years, maybe 8 years before I started figuring out this argument, or rather figuring out this point. I know I spent, you know, the first several years of our business, just because the economy was so great, just rolling money through the business, but never actually realizing whether A, we were really making money, and B, was I making any kind of money? And it wasn't until the financial downturn that I had to go and re-examine all of those things and realize, you know what, we weren't making as much money as I thought we were, and I certainly wasn't making any money. When you factor in that we had to incur some debt that needed to be repaid, the truth is I don't think I made any money at all. And so I would encourage you as an entrepreneur, business owner, to have that hard conversation with yourself. Don't fool yourself into thinking you're making money. Sit down and actually figure it out. And if it turns out that you're not, that's good, because now you can figure out what is it going to take to make some money. So anyway, what's your secret formula? How does your business make money specifically? Don't get lost in the financial jargon. Know that if we sell our product for this price, this is how much money is going to be left over. And if I sell enough of my product or offer enough of my service to the marketplace, I should be able to generate a certain amount of money for myself. And that would mean I have a healthy business that I can now look to grow and to scale and to really create some lasting value in. So hopefully you found that interesting. I'm going to tie something else in that I've realized with our business here in the last couple of weeks. I mean, probably always known it, but this last couple of weeks, it's really become a very pointed pain point for us, because we've experienced a surge of activity that's now showing us where some of the weak spots are in our business. But that's understanding how to use technology properly. That's a pretty overused comment or idea, but I'm going to just kind of walk you through a case in our business where a couple years ago set out to cannibalize our business with an online experience. So our business is such that, you know, 10 people that want to talk to us, 8 of them actually have no intent of ever working with us. They really just want to use us for the knowledge and the experience that we have, and we're happy to share it. But those 8 out of 10 really will never get a chance to work with. The 2 out of 10 that we do get a chance to work with, they have to kind of pay for the other 8 that didn't pay for our time and our effort and our energy. And so that's kind of the nature of the business that we're in. But as we moved the client experience online to help those 8 out of 10 basically get all of the answers that they needed with very little input from us, for the 2 out of 10 that came along, we were able to drop the price of our services for those 2 out of 10 because we didn't have to recover as much time. But for the 2 out of 10, there's still this, I mean, there's a few points, but one in particular where we have a piece of paper that needs to be signed. So a client agrees to engage with us. We have to create a physical piece of paper that they have to sign, put their signature on, and send it back to us. And so it really ruins ruins the flow of how they're working with us in terms of what they're experiencing. But more importantly, it takes anywhere from kind of 60 to 90 minutes for one of our staff to prepare the document, send it out, and then kind of on a cycle basis, follow up with the client to get it back. And so when you take, you know, kind of a 60 or 90 minute investment and you invest it across a dozen files, it kind of starts to add up to half a week to a full week's worth of wages just spent pushing around this silly piece of paper. And for the, you know, we're a small company, so every single minute and hour counts, which is to say that every dollar and expense that we incur counts. But when we're spending that time on these frivolous steps that we've just been doing for almost 2 decades, it just reminded me that, you know, sometimes you can lose sight of the forest for the trees. We've been working so hard on creating this great experience, and yet we've got this one spot in particular along the path of our clients looking to work with us that just sucks a ton of human time out of our schedule, which if we could redirect that to other places, you know, I'd rather spend 60 to 90 minutes actually talking to a client and helping them as opposed to just preparing a couple pieces of paper for them to sign. So, you know, what about you and your business? Do you have, you know, kind of an old habit, or if you're a business that's been around for a while and you kind of look at how your customers have to actually interact with you, where are the spots where there's some friction? In our business, we realize that some of those friction spots were our staff just trying to do these manual tasks that are probably better served by technology taking care of them, you know, either electronically signing documents or having the documents being prepared automatically so that a client can just access them whenever they need, and our staff doesn't have to put the energy in. So, you know, I just guess I realize that you got to let technology free up the people working in your business so that they can perform higher value work. And that might cause you to say, well, I think we are doing the best job we can and people just have to do these tasks. But I would challenge you to try and break that. Try and figure out, does a human being really need to do this specific job task or these things, or can we automate it somehow? And the nice thing about technology today, of course, is that there's so many different apps and solutions that are available at a fixed and predictable price that the savings to your business could be huge if you're prepared to challenge the way you do business. And certainly, I like to consider myself kind of a forward-thinking entrepreneur, and yet I'm disclosing that even in our business, we've got some rough spots that could probably be smoothed out a little bit if we were prepared to invest in some simple technology, which I hope to do. So between those two points today, knowing and having a good handle on what the secret formula for your business is in terms of, do you actually know how you make money and what it costs you to acquire a client, service a client, what's left over? And then at the same time, is there an opportunity for you to use technology to make your business more efficient and hence more profitable? Hopefully between those two points I've shared today, you've got some things to think about that'll help your business do more financially. And if you want to chat or connect or discuss these things, I'd love to do that. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. Just look up my name, Dylan Gallagher. You can connect with me on Twitter, Dylan Gallagher, or follow me on Facebook, and certainly be happy to chat about these things. So thanks for tuning in today. I'm not sure when we'll have the next podcast. I know I've missed a few weeks here, but I hope to be able to get on a regular schedule pretty quick. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.